Windy cooler conditions are expected across all of western Iowa today. Afternoon highs will be in the upper 40s and low 50s. Some light rain will be spreading southeastward back into the region later on this morning and this afternoon, and it looks like some off and on light rain will continue here in western Iowa through Friday morning. Temperatures will stay well below normal on Friday, then warmer weather should return to over the weekend with highs in the upper 60s on Saturday and up into the 70s on Sunday. It looks like our next chance for some rain will likely occur Sunday night into Monday. For today, partly to mostly cloudy skies, some light showers later this morning and this afternoon. West-northwest winds 20 to 35 miles per hour, high 51. Mostly cloudy tonight with some light rain, northwest winds 15 to 25, low near 40. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, some light rain showers in the morning. Northwest winds 15 to 30, high 53. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 68. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 75. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks with the SkyScan forecast on the station where your friends are.
And the National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory that will be in effect until 7 p.m. Winds will increase across the area around sunrise today and remain strong and gusty throughout the day. The gusty winds are expected to diminish some by sunset this evening. You can expect winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts of 45 to 50. The strong winds will make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles, so use extra caution. In addition, loose outdoor objects may be blown around. Once again, that's a wind advisory in effect for the listening area until 7 p.m. Yesterday's high in Atlantic was 63 degrees. Our low this morning through 5 a.m. was 45. Last year on this date, 51 was our high and 27 the low. The all-time record high on October the 18th in Atlantic was set as recently as 2003 when we hit 86. The record low for this date was 17 in 1952. Sunrise is at 7:35 and sunset at 6:35. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.